This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
While Hurricane Fiona escalates to a Cat 4, there is the possibility of a monster hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Yikes. And the big news of the day, the Fed making some history with a huge rate hike. This is three in a row. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney on the road, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, my old stomping grounds. Hope that you're well and safe wherever you are listening to this show. So let's talk about the rate. It's an aggressive move. We knew it was happening. It's exactly what we thought it would be. Again, 3/4 point rate hike. So that's three in a row. Immediately when the Federal Reserve announced it, of course, the markets went down. Some of those gains came back up. But this is 75 basis point hike. Again, 3/4. What an aggressive move, thinking that this crazy white-hot inflation that is crushing our economy is going to be cured by this. Boy, I sure hope so. So this is something we just didn't even think was going to happen, I don't believe, in the beginning. Even though, if you listen to what Jerome Powell said, it seemed as though we were going to constantly see this upping and upping and upping and upping. So Wednesday's decision marks the Fed's toughest move, period, toughest policy move anyway, since the 80s to fight inflation. And so, look, there's going to be problems for a lot of you out there. If you've got credit cards and they're up, 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 or wherever they are, you're going to pay more. I guarantee that that number is going to go up, what you pay, that APR. Cars, same thing. It's going to be more to borrow money to get a car. And, of course, homes. We know that already. We knew that that was going to be the thing that was going to be hit the hardest. So this is actually the fifth time this year that the rate has gone up. And listen, what Jerome Powell said, he talked about this in August at the Central Bankers Forum in Wyoming. He said, we have to keep it up until the job is done. So they're not stopping with this. He said, while higher interest rates, slower growth and soft labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they're going to bring some pain. Now we keep hearing the pain word. We're going to bring some pain to households and businesses, and it's the unfortunate cost of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain. So the idea is we got to crush inflation no matter what the cost. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to look at it in those three areas that I mentioned, and there may be others too. So, you know, inflation projections grew. And we've seen that. We've talked about this a lot. And as you look at this, I think you just have to sit down and you think about what your family budget is. So if you look higher prices, it means you and I, because we're the consumers, we're spending about $460, almost $500 in some cases, more a month on groceries than we were this time last year. And when you have a bigger family, that can certainly hit hard. That's why, and we just had somebody on talking about this, that's why the conversation about how can you stretch what you buy, what are you making for your family, what do you do when you buy, you know, go to the store and you get extra meat if you're a meat eater, and then you cook it and then you save it for other things like tacos the next day. I mean, in all seriousness, right? So I don't think this is a surprise, but is it the answer? And that's the question. It is tough, right? It's tough when you're not getting that relief. I mean, listen, patience is a virtue. And I say this all the time, patience pays. But in this case, patience is not paying if you think about the beginning of the year. But some of this pain, and most of it, in fact, is because of what we saw happen with the pandemic, what we saw happen with the switch in the workforce. I mean, there's so many other things swirling around, honestly, at work here. But inflation is the key thing. Inflation is the key thing. All right, Hurricane Fiona is a Cat 4. So what does that mean? It means massively high winds. So it did gain that speed as we thought it would. It's supposed to sideswipe Bermuda later this week That's probably the deadliest point it'll be. You know, it really crushed Puerto Rico. About 395,000 of Puerto Rico's power customers had power by 1 o'clock, and that's of 1.5 million, had power by 1 o'clock on Wednesday, so that's the good news, because they have a terrible grid there, and they're still trying to rebuild. So water is huge, you know, too much water, and then the utility outages, collapsed roads. I mean, it's bad, we know that. And remember, Puerto Rico, for those of you who have gone there and enjoyed the island, is a U.S. territory, not a state, but it is a U.S. territory. All right, let's stick with storms and the whiplash we get from storms. That's what I'm going to rename the show, The Whiplash Show. So I'm not trying to do this to you, but it's the conversation that we all have. That's what this show's about. So when we look at what's going on with Fiona, the next thing that we could be preparing for is this other storm that's developing into a tropical system and entering into the Gulf of Mexico. The models really aren't set yet to track because it's too far out. But we're already knowing that there's a 70% chance it could become a tropical depression within the next 48 hours. Then there's a 90% chance of developing in with the next 5 days. That's what we're looking at. So we'll see. This is the Caribbean, the eastern edge of it. And the storm, looking at what I looked at today, the American model shows the storm pretty big as a possibly major hurricane. It shows it making landfall in the panhandle of Florida by September 30th. Now, the European model, because of course there's not just one, the European model has it hitting the southern section of Florida a day earlier, but as a much smaller, more, you know, an intense storm, but a much smaller storm. So if the storm system makes it into the Gulf, like these models are saying, it could be ripe for development, because we know what happens here. Listen, I'm swimming in the Gulf. I know a lot more about the Gulf than I ever have. The water's extremely warm. In fact, just the other day, I went running on the beach, and I know that you feel sorry for me, and I dipped my feet in the Gulf, and it was warm. So that's the thing. Because it's warm, the conditions are ripe for that development, and the atmosphere is very conducive for rapid development, which is, of course, what you don't want, because that's when you run into territory. We are a week past the peak of hurricane season, but it's like all of a sudden the giants have woken up. We don't know at this point, so no reason to spread panic, just concern. How about this story? I got to end on a positive note here before we head to the mailbag. Two people have claimed $34 billion in the Mega Millions lottery prize. Remember, that's been like 8 weeks ago, and it was at a Speedway store just outside of Chicago. It's like a 20-mile drive, give or take, to downtown Chicago. That jackpot was the third largest in lottery history. Now, I hope they're good at keeping secrets, because they've opted for the lump sum. That means all the taxes, all that, would be taken out of $780.5 million. That is staggering, my friends. Staggering. But they've decided they want to be anonymous. And can you blame them? And I guess the reason that they haven't come forward yet is because they were getting all their financial, legal, everything in a row, I think, in trying to really protect their identity. So bravo for them that they get to do that. All right, your thoughts on all kinds of things, that's coming up next in the mailbag.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Today when I was walking the dog, and I love this, there's still so much support for the people. Of course there is. That's how we roll in America, trying to help others. And I saw a few houses. I want to say I saw like four or five, but the idea is they had ribbons. They had the Ukraine flag wrapped around a tree or, you know, something to represent, hey, Ukraine, I'm with you. So as you have the live briefing from Zelensky, who's talking about the Russian troop mobilization. He's saying that they're targeting ethnic minorities. And so he talks about what he's seeing, saying that, you know, you've got these protests in an impoverished Russian region, and it's led to these clashes with police. And in Russia and areas that its troops control, the Kremlin has begun to mobilize hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight its floundering war, let's face it, let's call it what it is, in Ukraine, and they don't want to do it. So there's some interesting effects of this. And in his address, he talked about that the forces were targeting indigenous peoples of Siberia and Crimea, the saying that it was a deliberate imperial policy of issuing military summonses that forces them to fight, tries to force them to fight Ukrainians. And the Ukrainian military is occupying, you know, said occupying forces in Crimea had handed out 1,000 summonses to join the Russians. So these are the people that they're, you know, that they're going after. And Zelensky said that Russian-backed troops will retaliate against people who don't vote in also this sham referendum, because that's another thing that's going on. So if they don't vote in the referendum that he has happening, then Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal life. He was also a guest on what I call the Sunday swirl. He was on CBS News' Face the Nation. He said they force people, they throw them into prison. So what a strategy that is. And you can see why so many don't want to, they don't want to serve, because now they're learning more about what's going on in Ukraine, and they don't want to be forced into this. So this is an interesting moment, I think, for Vladimir Putin because of the backlash, right? So there's been new attacks on Ukraine. There was missiles and there was kamikaze drones, Iranian kamikaze drones that struck a couple of different regions, including Odessa. And as there were protesters in several Russian cities demonstrating against the war effort and the, what's now happening to mobilize 300,000 new fighters. And then these illegal referendums in four occupied regions of Ukraine. So there's been a sharp escalation from Putin as he tries to kind of hold the line, if you will, with these failures after failures after failures in the ongoing invasion. So now we look at this, and what happens next in this horrible game of chess where we've seen what's happened to the Ukrainian people and the twisted torture that has gone on in some areas and the bodies that have been found and whatnot. Truly, you would think there would be enough for war crimes. But at this point, it's about ending it. So it looks like, it does look like Russia's kind of panicking by what's happening with this movement to mobilize troops. I mean, what Zelensky is saying is he knows he's losing the war, that their army isn't able to fight with Ukraine anymore. They didn't expect the resistance. I think this is the thing. For sure, Putin did not expect the resistance. I think from the very beginning in February, marching in, figured this is going to be a cakewalk and Ukraine is mine. But it's not. So now in Russia, people are not happy with this mobilization, and that's why they're starting to see the blowback from Russian people because of those that are being forced to have to serve. They don't want to serve. They're saying no to the war. And how big is this opposition? How big is the Russian population that passively supports the war? But now you've got all this anger, and will that just wear off, or will it become bigger and bigger and bigger? And I don't know, is it enough to do something to Putin? And I still think he's like Teflon. So he's going to address both houses of parliament. Putin is going to address both houses of parliament on Friday. He's going to endorse the annexation of the regions after the official announcement that they voted in favor of joining Russia. That's what's going to happen. And, of course, Russia has a long history of fraudulent-filled elections. But it has to be a massive yes vote, so they're going to force the yes vote, right? And Ukraine and its allies have insisted that Russia's annexation would change nothing on the battlefield. It won't change anything. It will not change anything. There would be more of a commitment to helping Ukraine reclaim territory seized by Russian forces, despite Putin threatening to use every means available to defend territory they're saying is Russian territory, including, and this is so awful to hear this, because now we've heard it a few times, and this is what scares the bejesus, let's face it, out of everybody, to use nuclear weapons. So now new targets are getting pummeled. We'll see what this week brings. But I think this, especially next couple of months, are so key to now what happens in Ukraine and how the Russian people react to all of this. How are they going to continue to, it sounds like, push and give blowback to what is not what they want, which is a communist country. you get told what you want. But if there is enough protest, could there be enough pushback? It is such a big leap, though, and it's a leap that I think is really tough to expect. All right, speaking of leaps, how about Italy? They're expected to have their first far-right government since Mussolini. That's what the election projections show. Anyway, projections based on a partial count of votes show a clear victory for a coalition that includes two far-right forces. And it includes Giorgia Meloni. And she could become Italy's first female prime minister. You know, she's out there in the crowds. She's out there in the crowds over the weekend. And, wow, what a boost that would give to the far right in Western Europe, coming off of a far right win in Sweden. And, boy, this is kind of astonishing, her rise. She was overlooked for years in politics. And, I mean, to paint the picture, she's an unmarried mother with a heavy, heavy, as it's been described to me, Roman accent. And she's casual and she's blunt and she's not afraid to say what she thinks is what certainly what the people are saying. So where does she belong? Her opponents call her party post-fascist. But she describes herself differently than that, saying that the values that I have and the party has are conservative ones, and it's about individual freedom and private enterprise and economy and educational freedom and the centrality of family and its role in the society and the protection of borders from unchecked immigration and the defense of the Italian national identity. And that's what she says, you know, there are matters that we preoccupy ourselves with. And she positions herself against a leftist ideology. She said everything we stand for, including Christian values and traditional gender norms, is under attack. So her opponents say her views can veer into the extreme because they have dug back and looked at some of her speeches and that kind of thing. So, wow. Meloni, if in fact she does become the prime minister, which it looks like, it kind of shakes things up. If you think about the way Europe looks, would there be more autonomy with Italy? What kind of tensions would that create, if any? Pretty interesting stuff. Mailbag coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
After labeling some vaguely defined group of Americans as a threat to democracy, President Joe Biden urged Americans to pray about how the country can come together. Biden concluded with those remarks at an event at the White House on Tuesday.
So God bless you all and pray that we come figure out how to come together better than we have so far. Because a lot of people's lives and futures depend upon it. I'm absolutely confident we can get it done.
Biden ripped into so-called MAGA Republicans earlier this month. Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane, knocking out power to the entire country and leaving 11 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida. And pop superstar Rihanna will headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, thanks to all of you for being so thoughtful and over the weekend hitting me up with some fresh emails. It's always full, really, honestly. This one from Joseph, who says, wow, how worried should we be? And maybe this is a philosophical question about Putin and his threats to use nukes. Frankly, I think he's lost it with everything that's happening in Ukraine. It makes absolutely zero sense to me. He is a dictator, if there ever was one, and he, I believe, wants to control what he wants to control, and that means more territory, former Soviet territory, because he's thinking about his legacy. I know you've talked about that before. Yeah, so that's a good question. How worried should we be about the threats throwing out, if we have to use nukes, we will. If we have, you know, we've heard this now a handful of times, and, you know, do you call this a bluff? I mean, there's no bluff to call because you don't want that to happen. But, I mean, it would he really use a nuke? And the answer is that's the end of everything to me, because then there has to be reaction to that. Where is he dumping the nuke? In Ukraine, that's the threat, or threatening other nations. It's frightening is what it is. It's frightening to hear that. You know, you read the stories and you think back, and I can remember my mother telling me how they had duck and cover drills because that's what they were worried about, you know, that was going to happen, or discussions in the past about the possibility of nukes. And by just throwing that out there, leaking it out, mentioning it, is not good at all. Not good. I think he is serious with the threats, and wants to win and wants his way and is not used to not getting his way. And that's that. He wants to win this situation in Ukraine and get rid of Zelensky. He wants him to go away, period. And I don't see a guy like Putin backing out unless someone takes him out. But who's going to take him out? Now, his people are starting to buck. They're starting to protest on a small level, but then half of them are disappearing, so then there's the problem in that. All right, let's move on to, yeah, we're not going to answer that question overnight. Let's go to Jake, and his question is, Kate, I am watching what's going on with this tropical storm Ian, and it is scary. I mean, it's like this bizarre, my mother lives in Florida, it's like this bizarre hurry up and wait situation on this storm. I guess in one way, the good thing is there's more time to prepare for what could potentially be a big, giant monster hurricane. I have my mother in a situation where she can be evacuated. She lives on the Gulf Coast in Fort Myers, and so she's right in the middle of all of that, and it may just be massive rain. I'm not sure, but I'm wondering what is the latest. Well, I said this a little bit in the beginning, so I'll say it again. Definitely heavy rains. You know there's going to be strong winds no matter what. There's going to be flash flooding. There's going to be storm surge. Depends on where you live. There's going to be isolated tornadoes. That's frightening. And you could, in the hardest hit areas, of course, there's going to be power outages. There's going to be evacuations. The DeSantis called up 2,500 National Guard members because they want to have them there. They already have meals ready to go. In Tampa Bay, the schools are shutting down Monday, and they're staying closed at least through Thursday. And that's Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa. In Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, they have also had closures because some school buildings would be converted into emergency shelters if evac orders are issued. So all the schools there are going to be closed on Tuesday. And they're releasing kids early on Monday. Because everybody's looking at these computer models, and is it going to come ashore on the West Coast Wednesday into Thursday, or near the panhandle on Thursday into Friday? It is this cone of uncertainty, is what they call it, regarding Ian. If your mother's in Fort Myers, she has a better chance to have all that heavy wind and maybe some flooding. Hopefully she's not in a low-lying area. Is she in a big building? Does she live in an assisted living place or on her own? You know, I don't know the answers to those questions, but good for you. I'm in taking precautions because that's what the name of the game is, to be ready. That's what you have to do. If it intensifies, you got to be out, especially if it's a Cat 4. Because that's 130 miles an hour, and that's not good. Because you don't know where it hits, and then what happens there. So of course, emergency declaration has to be that way. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Max, who says, "Wow, I have to take a break from all the political circus. I think it's important, and of course there are serious things that are happening in this country that make me shake my head and want to just cry that it's neighbor against neighbor sometimes, and then we'll see what happens in the midterm elections. But that's for another email. I wanted to celebrate Albert Pujols. And I know that you covered baseball, and I wondered if you ever covered him and what you think of his history-making home run. You know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up. I have interviewed him several times in my career, and he had two massive home runs in the other day that put him in that 700 home run club. So, yeah, we've been on the watch for that. I mean, look, he is a Hall of Famer. We know that. And now he's in this exclusive club to hit 700 home runs. So that's pretty cool. And the Cardinals, by the way, had their magic number cut down to 4 by beating the Dodgers 11-0. So he's 42. He says it's his final season of his 22-year career. So by hitting 700, who else is in that club? Babe Ruth, 714. Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank, 755. Barry Bonds, 762 home runs. They're the only long ball hitters, sluggers, whatever, in American League, National League history to hit at least 700 in their career. So how about that? And even further, because I love this kind of stuff, you see, you open the door to it. I'll stop on this, but Pujols and Aaron are the only two with at least 3,000 hits and 700 home runs. So congratulations. That is, I'm glad you brought that up. That is a nice little piece of history and a distraction. I think sports is a welcome distraction, by the way, for many of us. Although I saw something today that people are complaining there's too much football. There's too much football. Thursday night, Saturday night, Saturday with college football, and then Sunday and Monday, that's football. All right, let's move to another one. Artemis is the subject here, and this is from Jill, who says, Kate, I live on the eastern side of Florida, not too far from the Kennedy Space Center. And Artemis was set to go again. It had another launch window, but thanks to Ian, it's not going to go. So I guess maybe at the very, very end of September we would see it, but I guess Ian would probably dip into that, so I guess we're looking at October. What do you know about Artemis and when it may launch? Well, you know what? The current window was open. I know a lot about that because I'm going to see it, because I could see it from where I live, too. The current window to fly closes on October 4th, because the September 27th attempt is going to be cut because of Ian. So the next date would be the 2nd, but it depends on the conditions. The conditions have to be perfect for that to happen. So this is pretty exciting because it's the first mission under its Return to the Moon program. And if it successfully launches an uncrewed Orion capsule to the moon and back, then the astronauts would do the same for Artemis 2, and it would be after 2024 or in that window of 2024. And then Artemis 3 would put two people on the lunar surface sometime between 2030. I know, it's fascinating to think about that, right? To think about people on the moon. But the first one has to go up and all that testing has to happen. So thanks to Ian, that gets pushed off again. But even if Ian wasn't there, if the window opens and they can't make the window, something's not right, they won't. Too much money, time, and effort is on the line. They're careful about when they launch these. It makes sense. That's why there's always a window and a certain amount of time, and then the engineers decide whether they can do it or not. And if they can't make the window, then they just move on to the next one. So thanks for that question. That's a good, Jill. That was a very good question. I want to look in the sky and see that as well. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Fair or foul next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, tail end of the show. What a jam-packed hour. We have our eye on Ian, definitely. A lot of you have asked me that. You know a lot of people in Florida. And I am broadcasting from the great state of Florida. And thank you for all the people who have invited me back to Texas. You know, you have the warmest, warmest place in my heart. And I just was back there for a couple of days. As you know, last week I was back in Dallas. I actually went to see a Rangers game with the people that I was with the group that I was with. All right, so it is the tail end of the show, and we have another edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair
after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right, so here, is this a hard foul or not? You know, the two people who won the $1.34 billion Mega Millions lottery, as we introduced Jeremy Paulson. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
They finally came forward, right? And they claimed the ticket to the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. This was in Illinois. So they got all their ducks in a row, and that's why it took so long, because this was back in July 29 when they won it. But according to Illinois, some states won't allow this, but in Illinois, you can be anonymous. So they chose to remain anonymous. Is that fair or foul?
I would say it's fair, because I don't want a bunch of people knocking on my door asking for money if I won.
Right, but you're thinking of yourself, not thinking of the lottery and promotion and, hey, I won this lottery. I plopped down this ticket, so I agree to buy this ticket. Shouldn't I allow myself to be revealed?
I don't think you need to. I mean, you can, I guess, if you want to become famous, right?
Right, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they are, should they be forced to do it? Meaning that if you are in other states, they say, hey, you bought a ticket and you win, that's our policy. We say who the winners are.
Yeah, I don't think you should be forced into it.
If I were the PR person, I would not be happy because I'd want to promote the person. Like, can you believe it? They won blah, blah, blah. Now they have nothing to promote other than the winning ticket was sold there at the Speedway convenience store. On a personal note, absolutely, I agree with you. If I won the lottery, I would want to be anonymous, right?
Yeah, some people don't want the, you know, scrutiny that is going to follow, you know?
Well, yeah, then you become a target.
Exactly.
But it's one of those things that there are, you better check the back of your tickets, because in a lot of other places, you don't get away with that. Because they're saying, listen, this is huge for us, so we want to promote the Illinois lottery. So, like, they have an Illinois lottery director. In fact, his name is Harold Mays. And so he says, oh, you know, he has to say, they have this newfound fortune, but he doesn't have the shot, the money shot of the people holding the check. Just like in sports, lifting the trophy, getting the $50 million check, whatever, they don't have the money shot. So you say foul, they shouldn't have to do that, so too bad.
I say foul, yeah. Yep.
I say foul, except for if I was Harold Mays or I was a lottery director for anybody. I would be bummed that I had nobody to get excited about, because I'd be excited for them. I'd want to celebrate them. I'd want to show that. But, yeah, I get it. But personally, yeah, absolutely, because I can see two sides of that. Like, bummer, don't get to do it. Don't get to make the big fuss. All right, Rihanna, they named her today as, and it's a big deal when you get this, she is going to be the entertainment for the halftime show. Fair or foul?
Fair. I love Rihanna.
I do, too. I think it's smart. Now, this is back to, well, it's not back-to-back women. Who did it last year?
She's gorgeous.
Remember? Of course. She's gorgeous. That's all I care about. I'm a mom. I'm like, oh, Rihanna's gorgeous. You sound like my husband. Oh, Rihanna, I love Rihanna. You know, she's a great businesswoman, though, too. She's made a fortune in business. People don't realize that. She's smart.
She's super down to earth, too. People don't realize that either.
Yeah, she's from Barbados.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was discovered by a record producer who invited her to come to the United States to record some demo tapes, and that's how her whole story
started.
Yeah, very
humble beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am with you. I am very happy that she is doing it, because I think she's a great entertainer, and I think that people that are listening to us, they could be 70 years old, and once they hear her, I think they would like her. Her music is good.
Agree.
Yeah, definitely. So good for her. You know, I think of, I know a lot of her songs. I know a lot of her music. I like her music. And of course, she's won, I don't know how many Grammys, like 9 Grammys or whatever. She's iconic. And she, and like you said, she definitely had humble beginnings, and she knows it. And so I think that was a very good choice. All right, this is something I think all people can relate to listening to me. Whether you're visiting someone's house, it could even be going back to your family's house, or maybe it's your own home and people are over. You know, is it foul to have a bar of soap? You go into the bathroom and it's a bar of soap, or you go into the shower and it's a bar of soap that's been there and there's no dish and you're using the same soap. Is that, do you think that's fair or foul?
I mean, it is soap, so it's going to clean whatever. I would
say
it's
going to clean your body.
I mean, I have my soap in, like, a plastic container, like a plastic box thing. I would say foul, but, I mean...
Wait, you have your soap in a plastic container. So when you get in the shower, it's in a plastic container.
Yeah, it's in a little blue plastic container. You have to open it to get the bar of soap out.
But you share a shower, too, with roommates, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you're doing exactly what I said. So you're not just leaving your soap hanging out there, you know, hey, dudes, whatever, here's my soap. You
but
have
my roommate does, so that's what I'm saying.
There you go. And it is a thing. It is a thing. Some people leave it out. I agree with you. I think just put your soap in something. Or if somebody comes, give them their own fresh soap. Or, like, my nephew is funny about that, too. He likes the, and a lot of people do this. They, to avoid that, they have the soap that comes out of the bottle.
Yep. A lot of people use the liquid type soap.
The gel, gel or whatever you want to call it, because they don't want to have the whole thing of, ugh, how long has this bar been here hanging out? You haven't had company for 5 months, and it's petrified soap stuck to the top of your, you know, sink.
Yep.
Yeah, so we agree on that. I think it's not necessarily a weird thing. It's just...
I think it's an old school thing.
To keep the soap out like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
It feels like, you know, like a mechanic thing or like an old rancher thing. Like
a rancher.
Like that soap sitting there.
Give me that soap. I want that lava soap. I need it because my
soap
hands.
Soap with a little sand in it.
Yeah, my hands are grody. I need it. But then that goes to the hand washing thing. When you go out to eat and you go out to eat with people, do you wash your hands before you eat or no?
I mean, I try to. I mean, there's times I'd probably forget to, but yeah, I try to.
So, do you think that's fair? Do you think other people at the table should do that?
I think everyone should do that before and after, but of course I know everyone does not do that.
No, and I agree with you. I don't know if I was so much that way before. I can't remember. I can't remember life before COVID, but even forget the whole COVID thing. It's just a cleanly thing because there's all those other things.
It's the new new.
It is. People go on cruise ships and people touch things and they're... And I love people, so it's not a, oh, I'm anti-people. It's not that. It's that, hey, man, just wash your hands and then you're not spreading germs touching poles and things. It's why they say when you go in restrooms, employees must wash hands because they know they can't really police that.
Yeah.
But you're really hoping that the servers and other people wash their hands. That's before COVID.
yeah.
Right? We don't need to
care. They
should. I mean, I waited tables. I did it. I washed my hands. I definitely washed my hands. All right. What a note to end on. Soap and hands and sounds so familiar. Jeremy Paulson, thank you so much.
Okay. I got to go wash my hands now.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.